following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's time to buckle in for Sears' July 4th appliance event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like 10 to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get SuperBuy savings like 50% off a Kenmore Elite Front Load Laundry Pair, just $699.99 each. This is one July 4th ride that's sure to be
amazing!
This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 6/28 through 7/7. Gas, dry, price, tire. Optional pedestal sold separately.
As long as the kids keep making the traveling team and the new restaurant across town doesn't deliver, you're going to be driving. So it's a smart choice to join new BP Driver Rewards. You receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward just for signing up. With every second fill up of quality BP gasoline, you keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP Driver Rewards brochure at your local BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on the 3rd of July. What is, like, the most unpopular day of the year?
Well, I mean, until about noon.
Overlooked.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's going to be a ghost town after about noon today. You know, everybody's taking off a little early for the 4th.
I think
it's a perfect setup because you have Thursday off, and then you'll probably a lot of people take Friday off. So it's a perfect setup. It's like half of a work week.
Yeah, well.
For most people.
Some people. I think there'll be a lot of people working.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And they're going to be in a bad mood.
Is that the way that works? Hey, we're going to give you a chance to win with the – we're going to be at the U.S. Senior Open next week. And we're going to give you a chance to win some Monday tickets to the U.S. Open later on in the show today. So don't forget to listen to that. If you're going down or you want to go down, we've got some Monday Trophy Club tickets. These aren't just a walk around. You can go in the air conditioning. You can kind of enjoy the amenities. And
That'll extend your weekend nicely, won't it?
Well, there you go.
That would extend the weekend very nicely.
Well, that's what I'll be for Monday's show, and we'll start our 12 teams in 12 days. Purdue is going to be up first. And again, we have no specific rhyme or reason. It's not like we're going to go Purdue, Illinois, and then try to work our way up to, you know, Ohio State,
yeah.
Who everybody thinks is going to win the conference title. But Adam Rittenberg, ESPN, Big Ten blogger, and the man in the know will join us at the bottom of the hour here on today's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll also schedule to talk here to Doug Koster with Mr. Basketball. That 22nd annual tournament gets underway tomorrow at the Health and Sports Center using Cope Coliseum. They've also got some girls' teams coming in for the Miss Basketball big show. So they keep busy. This thing has really expanded. They have tournaments in South Dakota, Minnesota, multiple here in Nebraska, but this is kind of the one that got it all started.
Oh, absolutely. And I remember when it just kind of got going, and it was a novelty that you'd have coaches coming in doing some recruiting in Kearney, Nebraska, watching this high school tournament. And now it's become a real staple. I mean, it's really kind of established itself and kind of taken on a life of its own.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Let's start off here with our Loper link on this Wednesday, because we do have some Loper news that we can repeat to you in case you missed any of it. Loper link is brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. And the basketball team's bringing in some recruits, Randy.
Oh, they are doing a great job in the offseason. And we kind of know this with Division II. What you do is you have that normal recruiting period that kind of follows after the Division I signing and with all that. And then as the year goes on, they're still very busy, very active, finding some more more people. You kind of have to wait for all the pieces to fall, starting at the top in Division I, and then you start picking things up, and some nice transfers coming in.
Well, let's let you know, in case you missed any of it over the last week here, the women's basketball team is bringing in their fifth recruit of the offseason in guard Riley Bowser out of Holton, Kansas. 2 years of eligibility remaining after she starred for the Highland, Kansas Community College Scottes the past 2 years, where she started all 32 games for a squad last year that finished fifth in the nation. She was second on the team in assists, averaged about 7 points, 5 rebounds per ball game. A solid defensive role player there for the Loper women.
Well, I'll wrap your mind around that. This is a high school program that finished fifth in the country. I mean, that's some pretty quality talent to bring on campus.
On the men's side, I've got it at 9 right now, the number of new players that are going to be on Coach Kropp and Lofton's team for the upcoming year. And Nick Christensen of Raymond Central, Kevin Deneen of Omaha Creighton Prep, Josh Lallman of Millard West, Davian Pearson out of Las Vegas has played at Central Wyoming College. Previously, Connor Baronic, Zach Clemens, Trey Moore, Delquan Thomas, Corey Frank, all added to the roster. What does this say, I guess, Randy? They were a little short on numbers, lost some kids to graduation, but they're trying to find a way to, I guess, in numbers, get that level of talent, depth, across the board up.
Well, it's kind of like that when you talk about a team that has some salary cap space, you know, in the NBA and some of that other stuff. That means that they have the opportunity to have some offerings out there. Same thing's true in the college level, in that if you don't have that many kids on scholarship, which UNK did not at the end of the year. I mean, let's face it, the cupboard was rather bare in terms of number of kids that actually were on scholarship. Well, that means you have scholarships to offer, and so you will have that big swing where you get a lot of new kids on campus. But it does kind of show, if you get that many people it coming in and at this level of talent, that there's a lot there still that is recruitable to bring people into Kearney to play for the Lopers.
And
I think it's a great sign.
And, of course, when you're the two-time defending national champions, it's a little maybe easier to recruit.
Oh, yeah.
The Loper wrestling team, who usually has a roster of around 30-plus. Of course, you can only wrestle 10, but you've got all the kids that go to the open tournaments. You've got the injuries. Some wrestle in the spring, not the fall, or the winter, as it may be. But the 11th recruit coming in is A.J. Hurtado for Coach Mark Bauer's squad. He's coming out of Garden City, Kansas. He's expected to compete at 149 pounds. He was first as a junior, second as a senior, and helped his team win the Class 6A state title this past winter. So that's what you've got on the wrestling team. Soccer team, John Meisner has Hastings native Emma Keel coming in as the fourth recruit of the offseason. And UNK senior runner Tanner Fruit was named Capital One Academic All-American third-team selection over the week, last week here. Out of Ogallala, he becomes just the fifth Loper track or cross-country student-athlete to earn that award, first since Michelle Dill did it back in 2008. He's working towards his master degree, has a 3.69 in exercise science. So congratulations to Tanner Fruit.
Yeah, that's outstanding. I mean, that's getting it done in the classroom.
That's what you've got going on with our Loper news, and I think that pretty much covers it all. Again, we're to that point where we still haven't even closed the athletic director search. John McBride is still on the job until that new AD is named, and I guess we're just kind of in that holding pattern.
Well, I think we're in the first phase where we're kind of taking a look at the national search, and I bet they haven't even come up with a short list yet, really, in terms of doing that. Right now, they're beating the bushes, trying to get the longest possible list of people interested in it, doing a little bit of vetting, and I don't think they probably even have a short list. I mean, I don't know anything about that. I don't have any insight, but it'd be my guess they don't even have a short list yet.
What if I say I totally disagree with that?
Okay.
From a time standpoint, you know, this isn't one of those things where John McBride said, after the 2014 season, I'm going to retire. I feel a little nervous, a little bad for UNK. Anytime you're trying to make a switch in schools, whether it's a teacher, whether it's administration, whether it's a coach, over the summer, I think you're on short time. I think the list might be good, but it might not be as good. Getting out of contracts, coming to Kearney. I mean, school starts, you have to say, August 1st for everybody at UNK, whether kids are in class or not.
But athletic directors, it's a year-round thing. And being an athletic director is a 12-month process. It isn't like a football coach where there is a football season or a volleyball coach where there's a volleyball season. Athletic directors, it's a year-round thing. Some people start their contract January 1st. Some start July 1st. I don't know if there's really a time frame or a season for athletic directors to move. I mean, just kind of from what I noticed from when people have kind of moved in and out at Nebraska and other Big 12 schools and things like that, I think it's 12 months out of the year. I don't know if there's really an athletic director season.
Wouldn't you want somebody in place?
Would you want? Yeah. Would you want? But yeah, absolutely. You would want that. But it is, and that's a natural break. I agree with that. But I don't think there's truly that athletic director season because it's a different animal. It's a different animal. Same thing with university presidents and chancellors. You would love to have that be beginning of the school year, but it is not always the case.
I think it's a detriment, this whole 30-day process before you can even really get going. That's just my opinion. I think it is. I think if you've found the person you want and you can hire them the next week, then do so.
I would agree with any time you have a rule, you run that risk of having it jump up and bite you. You know, but again, kind of making sure that cooler heads prevail, because hopefully this is going to be an athletic director we'll have for, 10, 15, maybe even longer than that. If you get the right one, you certainly want them to stick around.
And this isn't a UNK rule. This is a state of Nebraska rule,
I bet 50 of the 50 states have a rule very similar to it. So, I mean, this is just the process. I bet this is a pretty universal deal in terms of it happening to be, you know, because it's a state employee. There's just it's different when the government does it.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 if you'd like to join us on the program today, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox. That is our Loper link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Call Russ Smith, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank.
We have been on the air for 15 minutes. You have not allowed me to bask. As a lifelong Reds fan, you have not allowed me the opportunity to bask. And I am going to seize that opportunity right now. First time in my life, I got to watch every single pitch of a no-hitter.
I won't say anything.
God, that was so much fun last night. It was unbelievable to watch a guy pitching for your favorite team and just happen to be watching the game through the wonders of the DVR. I don't think I saw a commercial for the first six innings. And then just be able to kind of watch the game unfold and see every single pitch, the build-up for it. It was really kind of a cool experience. It really was. And congratulations, Homer Bailey.
And I want, you know what, I want to get back to this UNK deal a little bit.
Okay.
The announcement.
I'm done basking.
The announcement, well, if you're done basking.
I'm done.
The announcement was on May 13th, so we're past this 30-day deal.
Yeah.
I mean, am I missing something? I mean, it was July 1st was the day that said athletic director John McBride will step down unless they don't have somebody hired. They went to the national search firm. This is July the 3rd. We've known for a month and a half now.
I wonder what the 30-day is. Is it when it's advertised? And if it is that, and again, I don't know. If it is that, what does it mean for it to be advertised? You know, a lot of times it's the local legal publication. It's usually a newspaper somewhere. So I don't know when that clock starts.
Well, and there's
that'll be a question we certainly can ask as we go.
We can ask. We could have Chancellor Doug Christensen back on, but he's not going to shake the world. I know he's on other programs and other media outlets over the last weeks, days, and things like that. We've had him on time to time on the show, but he's not going to tell us who the three finalists are, right?
No,
is he?
No. Yeah, he's not going to do that. I mean, if you want to know the details of the process, I think he can answer process questions. I don't think he would have any problems answering any of those process questions. But saying there is a short list before they're willing and ready to announce that, I kind of doubt that. I mean, you know, they hired some more media personnel, you know, Todd Cotula with the new job there, and maybe that was a process they kind of wanted to have that I don't know. I don't know if that's related at all. But, I mean, they may very well have some other pieces they want to put in place first.
Well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk Big Ten football, the Mr. Basketball Tournament, and a whole lot more after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. I've been telling you about Lumosity.com. Instead of just working out your body, sometimes you have to work out your most important asset, your brain. Lumosity.com is like a personal trainer for your brain. Select areas you want to improve. Think and solve problems faster. Sharpen your memory. Focus longer. I could use that. So you can be at the top of your game. I've used Lumosity.com before. Clever, smart, and helps. It's designed to improve your brain's performance through the science of neuroplasticity. So you get daily online workouts targeted to meet your goals. The online exercise is fun, like playing games. Only takes a few minutes. Lumosity.com gives you the competitive edge you need to get ahead and stay ahead. Start training with Lumosity.com today. Go to Lumosity.com, click the Start Training button to begin training for free. That's Lumosity.com, and tell them you heard it from the Herd.
When America's farmers work together, they're part of something bigger. That's especially true when you work with your CHS Service Center, which shares its profits with producers like these.
Working with a strong farmer-built company helps me make a profit and build equity.
A cooperative and a farming operation working together will spell success.
They're here to assist us so that we can have a profitable farm.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Gentlemen, grab your wiener.
It's the 2013 Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation Hot Dog Eating Contest.
The smell of Pepto-Bismol mustard is in the air.
Enter online today by filling out the form on ESPNSuperstation.com. The champion wins the coveted golden bucket and a grand prize package from Midway.
It is over.
Billy Fletcher from Holdridge is our champ with 14 dogs.
Presented in part by Trotman's Quality Meats and the Hilltop Mall.
For today, partly to mostly sunny skies, due to a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm developing with a high temperature of 84. Then for tonight, becoming mostly clear in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Currently 75.
God bless America.
There's only one God Bless America, and you've got a Canadian singing it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The youth of America.
I know. It's.
But you know what? Before I forget, because I know we'll be rolling at the end of this program today, I'll be out Friday, then be at the U.S. Senior Open next week, and Jeff is on, air quote, vacation next week because he's getting married Saturday. So, Jeffrey, best of luck, clown. Hope everything goes well, and hope everything for you and the missus is great.
Thanks, Doug. I really do appreciate that.
And that comes from the heart, man.
Thanks. I could really tell.
I'm serious. Get that Canadian off my air. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and we have got a ton of teams, as always, that will be in town in Kearney over the next 2 weeks for the Mr. Basketball Invitational and, of course, the Miss Basketball Showcase. Tournament director is Doug Koster, and he joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. 22 years, Doug. Congratulations. This is has become a staple of something to put on the calendar every year and has been a big-time event in Kearney.
Yeah, this weekend, bring 2,000 to 3,000 visitors to town that are going to spend three or four nights in the motels, do a lot of shopping in town, and a lot of kids that see the campus and, potential students.
And Doug, this is always around the 4th of July. That obviously is a time frame that fits the coaches, fits the community, and fits what you guys are trying to do very well. Did we lose him?
I didn't hear. I caught about three words that Randy
okay.
said.
Sorry
there
about,
we go.
Sorry
now
about that, Doug.
You.
All right. Every year this is around the 4th of July. You usually incorporate the 4th of July in that time frame in there somewhere. Talk a little bit about the timing. Why do you do it over the 4th of July period?
Actually, it's not so much anything to do with the 4th of July. It's always the first Thursday in July. We have the boys' tournament, and the second Thursday in July is the girls' tournament. So some years, every 6 years, 7 years, whatever, when the calendar rolls over, the latest we ever are is July 7th through the 10th with the boys, and then the next year it's the 6th through the 9th, and the 5th through the 8th, 4th through the 7th, which is this year, and we'll continue to move up until it'll be July 1st through the 4th, and then the calendar will roll over again. So we're always the first 2 weeks in July. The last 2 weeks of June we have tournaments in South Dakota and Minnesota. So just when we started, that's where the opening was at UNK with between camps and that kind of stuff, and we've maintained that date just, facility-wise.
Doug Koster with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking about the Mr. Basketball Invite and Miss Basketball Big Show, which was added 7 years ago. And, Doug, we've seen it grow. You got it to where you want it to be. Teams from across the nation, kids that went on to play big-time Division I basketball, and depending on where the time slot falls, Division I coaches may or may not be able to come in and scout. We will be during the dead period here. And now it seems like it's just become a good leveling off kind of some of the same teams every year. Maybe not as many East to West Coast teams as you've had in the past, but it's very comfortable and the teams kind of know who they're going to be seeing every year.
Well, part of that is just if you look over the last 10, 15 years, the number of tournaments that are available for teams, has probably doubled or tripled. And so it's a little tougher to get a team to travel, say from the, even the Chicago region to when you think about all the different, towns of, that, maybe Des Moines, Kansas City, Omaha, other places that saw what we were able to do with facilities and that other events and the number of people that it brings to town and stuff, and other events have popped up, and then probably more program, more teams now kind of run their tournaments and stuff. So just a lot more options out there makes it tougher to get people to maybe travel to Kearney from a greater distance as what it used to be. But on the other end, when you bring teams in from 5, 6, 7, 8 states, the attendance is far greater because those families travel a lot better than teams that maybe fly, or that are taking longer trips. And so get a little bit more of the Midwest core, and that brings more people to town, more people in motels, and for us, more people in the stands as well.
Doug, is that the greatest challenge for you as you kind of move forward? Because 22 years ago, this was a novel kind of new thing. There wasn't a whole lot of competition out there. Is that the greatest challenge that you kind of face going forward is all those other events that other teams are being invited to?
Actually, I'd say our biggest challenge is probably dealing with teams that drop out along the way just due to injuries at the last moment and stuff. Or maybe it's just more of a hassle than it is a challenge, but I think kids are just playing that much more, maybe not just basketball, but all their sports. And just, so we're dealing with twice as many teams. When we originally started the tournament and it was a big deal and the huge impact it had on the community, for the first 10, 12, 14 years, whatever, it was a 32-team event and actually it was a three-day event. And so we added a fourth day and we added the Kearney Catholic facility, which allowed us to go from 32 teams to 64 teams. So As far as getting teams, that's not it. There's so many more teams now than what there used to be. So it's not necessarily in numbers, that number of teams. It's just more probably the quality of teams and trying to get as many prospects and stuff as possible.
Doug Koster with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Things get underway tomorrow morning with pool play action beginning at 9 a.m. at UNK. Ton of Colorado and Nebraska teams. Can you give us, for the fans that are just going out to generally watch, where's some of the talent, where's a team or two you should go watch, where's a player or two that is going to be a headliner?
Yeah, well, the local teams, there's the Kearney Cats obviously playing, and then there's another team, Coach Lobby from Eustace Farnham's kind of put together from the area. And then we've got a number of teams from the Denver area. The Billups Elite team is always they're a national team that travels and has kids that are being recruited all over. That Chauncey Billups sponsors that team and stuff. And Colorado Shining Stars are always a quality program. A lot of D2 type of kids. So we've got a couple of good teams out of Kansas City. So there's 56 teams from six states. This weekend and then next weekend, 64 girls teams from nine states. The farthest, we got a couple in Arizona, a couple Texas teams, and then all through the Midwest.
And besides those teams, obviously another element that you've introduced a few years back that's been proved to be very, very popular is that All-Star game on Sunday night. Talk a little bit about that matchup.
Yeah, we have 20 kids, basically. We kind of go with the Kearney Hub region. It's kind of where we pick kids from, and there's the 20 kids playing Sunday night at 6 o'clock, the Kearney Senior All-Star Game. Kids that graduated this spring, Coach Lees, Coach Habe, coaching those two teams. And that game is Sunday night at 6, and then the championship game of the tournament follows that. And we do that both weeks. Next week we'll have the girls All-Star Game on Sunday night at 6, and then the girls championship right after that.
Doug, anything else the fans need to know as they get ready for this weekend?
Nope. Air-conditioned facilities and restaurants probably be busy, and see kids around town that are in town. And we always get comments from, we've got teams that've been coming from, they could go any number of places to play this weekend and stuff, that come back every year, and the community hospitality and the facilities. Those are things that they always mention, for reasons that they keep coming back. So, good job, Kearney, and hopefully we keep them coming.
Well, good job by Doug Koster and his entire crew, which continues to grow with all their tournaments. And go out, and if you get a chance, check out some of the basketball action this weekend and, of course, the girls in town next week. Doug, thanks for giving us a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Tournament director Doug Koster of the Mr. Basketball Invitational. I think they're at a comfort zone. Let's put it in a straight fact. I think it might be a little bit easier when you have all these more Midwest teams want to come in, pay the same amount, instead of just trying, because Doug did such a great job bringing in national teams. Let's say when it got to about the 10th year through mm-hmm. the 15th year, there was some unbelievable talent.
Oh,
there
yeah,
always
East-West
is some.
Matchup, yeah.
There always was some, but boy, you got kids going to all the top programs, and now you still do, maybe just not as many, because you can fill up with more of the Midwest teams. You don't have to, as he said, some of these East Coast teams, they don't have to search out tournaments to play because there's more of them closer to home.
And occasionally, you just kind of run into that a whole lot less. Occasionally, you'll have somebody that wants to travel kind of out of their circle that they're normally in. But you're absolutely right. With so many of these kind of events out there now, you don't have to travel as far to go find an event like this. Doug started, it was one of the few in the country.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was tapping into something nobody else was tapping into, and so those quality just was able to kind of gravitate in there. But he's established a great reputation for the tournament, and it's always great basketball.
Folks, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we do, the corn knee-high by the 4th of July this year, Andy?
I think it always is knee-high by the 4th of July, especially if you take good care of it.
I'll tell you what, you look out this year after that late start, there must be a reason, and that's because you took care of your crop and you have a T&L pivot system in your field. Remember, constant starting and stopping causes breakdowns, lost time, and money. Time to make that change to a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot from T&L Irrigation for continuous movement, allowing even water distribution and less waste. The choice is simple with a hydrostatically powered pivot from T&L Irrigation Systems. Even though you're already got things going, look, when you're driving around this 4th of July, just look in the field. The T&L, they make the little rainbows. They're little rainbows in the field. Everybody's smiling when you've got a TNL in your field. Go to TLIRR.com. TNL, proven technology that works. Adam Rittenberg is going to join us. You got something?
I wanted to do the, oh my God, it's a double rainbow thing, but from YouTube, but I don't think anybody would get that. Yeah. I don't think I know it well enough to really do it properly.
Just quit it. Back with Adam Rittenberg with Big Ten football after this.
Do you ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's is the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. Animal.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, partly to mostly sunny skies, due to a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm developing with a high temperature of 84. Then for tonight, becoming mostly clear in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Currently 75.
Name that Super Bowl.
It was the Patriots and the Giants, and Scott Norwood missed a field goal at the end, giving the Giants the victory in 1986.
It wasn't the Patriots. You got all the rest of it right, though.
Oh, okay.
The Bills.
Oh, yeah, Bills and the
Buffalo
Giants.
Bills.
Yeah, Norwood played for the Bills.
Played, and it was played where? Miami Dolphins Stadium.
Okay.
Come on, Dolphins fan.
Well, it's probably Pro Player Stadium. It didn't really count. It wasn't named after Joe Robbie
anymore. No, not that long ago.
Yeah, it was.
No.
It was.
This was 1991.
That was a long time ago.
Yes, it is.
That was a long time ago.
True
story. Since you brought up true story, that is the night I started dating my wife.
Oh, God.
Super Bowl party.
The word dating?
Yeah. Well, that's when we Yeah.
This comes from John in Kearney. He says, okay, Randy, I'm glad you got to bask about something that the general public could care less about.
Hey.
You have tons of street cred knowing hockey and all but lost some cred points for bringing up a no-hitter. I guess it would be more important if the season wasn't so long. Just saying that's why football is a better sport, because each game counts more since there are less games.
Well, that aspect of it I absolutely agree with. But, I mean, just it's kind of cool. A no-hitter, that's what you're looking for.
You just want to win. Cool. As long, the teams you root for,
they're keeping score
so rarely.
They keep in score. We want to win. Absolutely. You're keeping score. Want to win.
Don't forget, we're giving you a chance to win Monday passes to the U.S. Senior Open before the noon hour here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We've got four to the Trophy Club. That's right. Air conditioning and all the amenities that go along with it for Monday. So keep it here. But right now, we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. He keeps you up to date on everything that's going on in the Big Ten, and I just saw on the blog that Maurice Claret is going to play rugby. But anyway, let's talk Big Ten football. Adam, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Are you ready for the season?
Oh, absolutely, guys. It's great to be on with you guys, and less than a month in media days and less than 2 months in the season, so let's go.
Yeah, I've been very interested reading the multitude of magazines, and I'll say that I am one of the guys that likes to see what Phil Steele's doing as far as the magazines, as far as keeping up on the net. It's obviously all you guys, and I've been interested. We'll talk about Nebraska. Everybody kind of has them about in the same spot, but I want to start with Indiana. A lot of folks have them maybe being the most improved team in the league, and we'll get deep as the month goes on into schedules and who's got tougher schedules and how that'll affect them. But can Indiana make that big of a turnaround? They were close in a couple of games last year against big-time opponents.
Absolutely they can. I mean, a team that has 8 home games this year, schedules, you know, not overly taxing, but not too easy either. You know, they have the decent Bowling Green team. They have Missouri at home, Penn State's on the home schedule, but 8 overall home games definitely gives them a chance to make just their second bowl appearance since 1993. Offensively, as you guys know, they're one of the best units in the conference, a lot like Nebraska, very good group of receivers. They have experience at quarterback, and they have multiple options now as Trey Roberson returns to the mix. I'm writing about their offensive line for later today, and they're very young there, but they have a lot of experience. They had two freshmen start every game last year, which is a school record. A couple of sophomores with starting experience. So offensively, I expect Indiana to be very strong. It's the same old story with Indiana, though, on defense. Can they at least become respectable? No one's asking them to be a top-3 defense in the Big Ten with that type of offense, but they've been a bottom-of-the-barrel defense now for really 20 years. So they need to show they have enough Big Ten quality defenders to make that jump, like you mentioned, from first year under Kevin Wilson, only 1 win. Last year they had 4. They were even in the mix for the leaders' division for a few weeks. Can they make that jump to be a .500 team or better this year? It's really going to depend on the defense.
Hey, Adam, we don't seem to have a very good connection. Can we call you right back?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's call Adam Rittenberg right back, see if we can get a better connection. That happens from time to time. He's got so many phone calls on his phone, and we've got so many during our hour that I'm sure something blew up. Fireworks everywhere. But we'll bring
somewhere.
Out. That is the interesting one. Can Indiana, and just Phil Steele has Ohio State, Wisconsin, Penn State, Indiana in the leaders division, and then he's got Purdue, Illinois. He's got Nebraska and Michigan State, co-number ones in the legends. Michigan, Northwestern, co-number 3 with Iowa and Minnesota. That's kind of how a lot of the publications have the teams ranked.
And the funny thing is, you mentioned Indiana, and I think they're one of the intriguing teams because they just never have been there. And there's a lot of support, obviously, for basketball. But got to remember, Indiana, that's the state that has Notre Dame in it. I mean, football is big in that area, and Indiana is really kind of on that cusp of maybe being able to turn their program around.
All right, we're back with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com. Randy, go ahead.
All right, Adam, obviously last year Bill O'Brien came into a situation that was very, very tough as a head coach. Who this year, and obviously it's going to be on a way different scale, what head coach in the conference this year probably has the biggest task, has the largest job in front of him?
Yeah, well, there's different types of challenges. You know, I'd say Daryl Hazel at Purdue has some challenges this year. You know, a team that was mediocre towards the end of Danny Hope's tenure, but isn't strong enough on defense, I think, as far as physically, the numbers wise. So and they have a very tough schedule, guys. They're non-conference. They played Notre Dame, Northern Illinois, two teams that were in BCS bowls last year, in addition to Cincinnati, which won 10 games. So really no gimmies on the schedule for Hazel. But I think Gary Anderson has a unique challenge at Wisconsin. You're coming in from a smaller program like Utah State to a team that's won three consecutive Big Ten titles, but has gone through a lot of transition the last couple of years, losing assistant coaches, and then obviously their head coach in Brett Bielema. They have a lot of experience on their team, so it's blending the good things they've done in the past with some of the new things that Gary Anderson and his staff are bringing in. So that's an interesting challenge. And certainly Illinois, they went 2-10 last year. Nothing went right for them. And their schedule, much like Purdue's, isn't easy this year. So Tim Beckman, who's certainly on the hot seat, has some challenges there. And he's tried to make some changes in the offseason on his staff to get their offense in order.
Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's look at Wisconsin, the Big Ten champions, for however you want to say that, even though Ohio State ran the table last year. And Gary Anderson takes over for Brett Bielema. How different will that team be this year?
Well, they're going to be different on defense, guys. They're going to a 3-4 under coordinator Dave Aranda, and then that's a unique scheme in the Big Ten. We haven't seen a whole lot of that in recent years. You guys may be more familiar from the Big 12 days, but that'll be a change for sure. Offensively, fewer changes under Andy Ludwig. They want to run the football, no secret there, behind their offensive line, although they have some depth issues on that line, so that'll be a story to watch. They're going to have a quarterback competition in the preseason with Joel Stave and Kurt Phillips. Both guys started last year for portions of the season, along with a junior college player coming in. So that'll be something to watch. But, Gary Anderson's a very good defensive coach. I think he recognizes the areas he's got to improve in the long run at Wisconsin, mainly the speed and athleticism, both in the secondary and at wide receiver. But he's not going to mess with what's made them so successful over the years, and that's power run game and great offensive lines and great running backs. So I wouldn't imagine that changing too much.
Adam, last year, Urban Meyer led Ohio State undefeated. A fair number of people think that they could go undefeated again this year and play for a national title. How has he changed the conference? How is the Big Ten different now than when Urban Meyer got hired to go to Ohio State?
Well, again, a lot of people say that he's done things on the recruiting trail to upgrade the conference and maybe put more pressure on other teams, the way he recruits, the types of players he's recruiting. But, you look at what Michigan's doing this year. They're the number one ranked recruiting class, at least according to our guys, and they're off and running as well with what Brady Hoke has done. So Urban certainly has national championship aspirations, which has not happened in the Big Ten very often, only a couple of championships in the BCS era. So I do think there is a higher ceiling for Ohio State's program with him at the helm, and maybe that translates to more pressure on other Big Ten programs to get to that level. Michigan is working towards it, but who else can get to that nationally elite level where Urban Meyer already has Ohio State? That's been my issue with the Big Ten for years, is there just aren't enough teams that have shown the ability to consistently compete at that highest level. Is Nebraska going to get back there? Will Penn State eventually get back there after the sanction? Can a program like Wisconsin take that step from being very good to nationally elite? Maybe Urban Meyer and his presence will do that to the rest of the Big Ten and help the league get stronger at the top, because that's really where it's been lacking.
Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter. Which team intrigues you the most, or maybe you just don't have a feel on until you get to Chicago this month?
Oh, there's a number of them. I think Wisconsin's fascinating with that dynamic. Indiana, the team we mentioned, can they get better on defense? That's going to be a storyline. Michigan is really interesting to me, guys. I mean, they've recruited well under Brady Hoke. They even better in the future with the 2014 class. And I was up there this spring, and you can see the talent starting to build in Ann Arbor. But most of it's in the younger classes, and I just wonder if they'll have enough overall depth on both sides of the ball to compete for a Big Ten championship. That Legends Division is going to be awfully competitive. With Michigan and Nebraska and Northwestern probably all in the top 25. Michigan State is not a team to be dismissed with their defense. They could once again be a top five defense. And there's really a lot of quarterback questions around the conference. Many teams with pretty wide open quarterback races, from Penn State to Iowa, even a program like Indiana, Purdue is in that mix, Michigan State, as I mentioned, Wisconsin. So there's a lot of questions to be answered under center before we get the season rolled around.
Adam, in the leaders division, Ohio State, that's what everybody's talking about. How big is the gap between them and everybody else in the leaders division?
Well, again, Ohio State, they went 12-0 last year, but you break down their games, they were hardly a dominant football team. They were very fortunate to beat Purdue in overtime. They had to go to overtime to beat Wisconsin. They gave up nearly 50 points to that Indiana team we were talking about. So it depends if they can really take a step and distance themselves from the rest of the division, because I don't think they were head and shoulders above everyone else in that division last year. They just won the close games they had to go undefeated. And a lot like Nebraska, Ohio State, you had some major questions in the defensive front seven. They don't have very much depth there. Only one returning starter in that entire group with Ryan Shazier at linebacker. So I think there's an opportunity for Wisconsin going to Columbus early in the year. Maybe you can catch them off guard. They go to Northwestern fairly early in the season. Ohio State does, so that's an opportunity, a big game. But this is a team that should get better over the course of the season as some of those younger defenders get more experience.
Just another couple minutes here with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. All right, everybody here wants to know your thoughts on Nebraska. Obviously, most of the national pundits say it's all offense, no defense, and they'll remember the Big Ten championship game from last year. Your thoughts on the Big Red?
Yeah, it's a lot like Ohio State, guys. They need playmakers to emerge in the front seven. I actually spoke with John Papuchis this morning, defensive coordinator, and he mentioned that they have experience in the secondary. They were very good against the pass for most of last season, and this may be a secondary-led defense, much like the 2010 team was before Nebraska moved over to the Big Ten. 2009-2010 had some leadership in that secondary. But he realizes they need playmakers. Linebacker, they're not overly deep. Defensive line, they're very young. So it'll be really interesting to see who emerges in camp. But he said that he saw improvement with all three groups of the defense throughout the spring, and that has to obviously carry over into camp, because as we know, Nebraska is going to put up points on offense. They're going to be very dynamic, but they need to be able to stop people. They also need to take better care of the football. I just have a hard time reconciling how many turnovers Nebraska had last year with a championship team. And I would almost, I don't know how Nebraska fans feel, maybe trade some of the explosiveness on offense for better ball security, because it's just so hard to win a championship when you're putting the ball on the ground as much as Nebraska has.
Adam, can you be successful as a secondary-led defense? I mean, if you're getting whipped on the defensive line in a conference that traditionally has really liked to run the football, isn't that a bad recipe for Nebraska?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's something I asked John this morning. He talked about the defense with Amukamara and Gomes and Haig, and obviously they were very good in the secondary then, but that was at the Big 12 where you're facing spread offenses almost every week, and that's just not the case in the Big Ten. And I think it's going to be really important for Nebraska to develop some leadership and some real playmakers on the line and in the front seven, whether it's Ankra up front or David Santos at linebacker. Someone's got to emerge to really lead and solidify that run defense and generate a pass rush, because it is hard to rely on your secondary, like you mentioned, in a league like the Big Ten.
Adam, you're getting ready for Chicago later this month, just like the rest of us are. What's the one or two questions that are first on your mind when you get to Chicago, no matter who it is?
Well, I think, again, Ohio State's going to be the big story without a doubt. They're on the national championship radar. They're off of postseason probation. They haven't really experienced any failure under Urban Meyer, so they're a team that is going to set the bar very high, whether it's individually with Braxton Miller or just as a team. They're gunning for the national championship. That's going to be a major story. The quarterback races that I mentioned are definitely going to be a story in Chicago, and I just think the overall strength of the Legends division with all those teams that we mentioned, that's just going to be a meat grinder there with Nebraska in Michigan and Northwestern, Michigan State. Can Iowa improve? Minnesota's had a good Jerry Kill's had a good track record in year three, so maybe Minnesota gets in that mix. And there's a number of potential surprise teams. Penn State also a story. You know, a year after everything went down. You know, days before last year's media day. Now they have kind of stabilized under Bill O'Brien, but people are wondering can they keep it going with everything that they're under sanctions wise, and they have a new quarterback. So Penn State will certainly be a story as well.
Adam, for years the SEC has been the conference, but there was a time when the most respected conference in college football was the Big Ten. What does it take for the Big Ten to get back there?
Again, that's asked all the time, and you know, again, you got to recruit better, without a doubt. And I think you need more teams that can really compete at that highest level. I mean, sure, Alabama has a great, you know, dynasty type thing going right now, but you know, Auburn won a national championship in that conference. LSU has won a national championship recently. Florida obviously won two under Urban Meyer. The Big Ten's problem, and I've written this and said this for years, is that Ohio State's been the only team in the BCS era that's been at that level, at least having a chance to compete for a national title, and that's what's holding the Big Ten back. And it's debatable whether Wisconsin can ever get there again, whether Nebraska can get there again, Penn State, who knows what the future holds. I think Michigan's probably getting close under Brady Hoke, but you got to recruit better. You're seeing that in Ann Arbor and in Columbus, but who else can really boost their recruiting and put themselves in position to challenge at that national level? Because the SEC, it's not just one team year in and year out. It's multiple teams. And that overall depth at the top has really put that conference head and shoulders above the rest.
Last question, Adam, then we'll let you out of here. Big 12 or Big 10 just put in some new alliances with the bowls. They're getting into some new bowls. This was a concern over the last couple of years with more teams now coming in, starting with next year with Rutgers and Maryland. Do you like what the Big 10 conference did?
I really do, especially the recent bowl additions in California. I've written for years that I just think that the Big Ten and Pac-12 should play each other more often than just the Rose Bowl, which isn't a guarantee anymore, guys. I mean, you saw Wisconsin, TCU a few years ago. Oftentimes, a Pac-12 or Big Ten team has been in the national title game, so that's not the traditional matchup that we all remember. So I just thought it was a shame that the Big Ten and Pac-12 weren't playing more often. California, a lot of Big Ten alums out there. Holiday Bowl will be a huge hit with Big Ten fans. I think the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl elevating its profile in the Bay Area, moving to the new 49ers stadium, is a good move. You know, keeping the SEC presence in Florida makes sense. You want to take on the best conference. The Big Ten will continue to do that. Probably the only drawback is the lack of Big 12 presence in the new lineup, you know, probably only in Dallas or Fort Worth in one of the smaller bowls. But you can't have everything. I think overall this lineup is more balanced, and the Big Ten should have better results, in my view, going forward than it has in the previous bowl lineup.
Adam, it's always great to catch up with you. We thank you so much for your time on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, and we will see you in Chicago.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, enjoy
the
4th. Adam Rittenberg with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. One thing we didn't mention that whole conversation, Iowa. What does that tell you?
Yeah. And again, I think that's a thing that Nebraska, the conference, kind of has to look at. There is that spot that Nebraska traditionally plays on that Friday, on Black Friday, and there just isn't an opponent out there that makes sense to play them. You know, it should be Iowa, but that program right now is going to have to elevate it, or Nebraska may not be playing the day after Thanksgiving once they renegotiate a television deal, because that game does not have a lot of national appeal.
Not anymore. No. And Tom Dienhardt of Big Ten Network has just put out he's ranked all the games this year in the Big Ten Conference. Ohio State, Michigan, number one. Nebraska, Michigan, number two.
Oh, I can see that. You know, I think those are a couple of intriguing mashups. And again, Michigan, there's that marquee factor. It really is. Michigan's one of those few programs, Ohio State being one of the others, that is just that high-profile national brand. There is not a ton of national brands in the Big Ten Conference. They're trying to build it. They're trying to work on it. Obviously, they can take steps in the right direction. But there's not a lot of national brands out there. Michigan is one of the few.
And how about this? He has Northwestern at Nebraska, number 7, UCLA at Nebraska, number 8.
Really?
3 Nebraska games in the top 10. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Relax this weekend on your brand new furniture from Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, or Alliance. Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering is just right for you. You can visit them online at brucefurniture.com. And, of course, the best from England quality home furnishings to Lane, to Von Bassett, Tempur-Pedic, Lazy Boy, Serta, Chromecraft, whether you're laying on the couch or in your recliner or taking a good night's sleep, you want to be comfortable while you're doing it, and Bruce Furniture is going to help you out. Free setup, free delivery, free haul away. Bruce Furniture, they've been taking care of you since 1977. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. 4 U.S. Senior Open tickets, Trophy Club tickets for Monday's practice round. These will get you into some air conditioning. They'll let you walk the grounds. They'll let you kind of go almost anywhere you want to go. If you want to go down to Omaha, we've got a family four-pack here or a four-buddy four-pack, whatever. We're going to take caller number 4, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like a four-pack of tickets for Monday's practice round at the U.S. Senior Open. We'll be right back.
Husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids, and the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. Yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass., and other unaffiliated companies. Available in most states.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay. Growth.
Ha! Great presentation, Jim.
Thank you.
Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings.
For today, partly to mostly sunny skies, due to a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm developing with a high temperature of 84. Then for tonight, becoming mostly clear in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Currently 75.
This land is your land. This land is my land. California.
An easy one to sing in elementary school.
Right? Yes,
that's right.
It didn't mean I sang it well, but I did sing it.
July 3rd, Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is, you're going to get hungry. Why not have some fun and enjoy a great meal at Cunningham's in Kearney? They are located on the Bricks, 23rd Street downtown on the north side of the Bricks, and of course they have got great food from burgers to appetizers like the Journal Bites. You can get pizza, you can get any of their great sandwiches, of course Juicy Lucy, so good. Why not step in and get a great meal today, or what's always fun, setting out back into courtyard, eating some shrimp skewers, or get the trio with got the steak, the shrimp, and the chicken all bacon wrapped. So good. When you're tired of grilling your own food, stop by Cunningham's, Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard. Watch your favorite sports over the weekend, including the hot dog eating contest. Cunningham's, open for you 7 days a week. You going to watch the hot dog eating contest?
Maybe I should get some tips, because ours is coming up a week from Friday.
That's right.
Maybe we should get some tips there. Troutman's, after you win, this is great, after you win the hot dog eating contest, you get a $50 gift card from Troutman's.
Ooh.
So you can get more hot dogs if you want.
I'd go towards the prime rib.
I think I would head that direction
steak,
myself.
Bacon,
but hey, if you're winning it,
steak.
You must like hot dogs.
It's
so there you go.
Good. It's going on on next Friday, and that's it for your perfect game. Next Friday, the hot dog eating contest at the Hilltop Mall. Get signed up today online, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. If you're not computer savvy, you can always call producer Jeff at 888-455-3776. Don't forget, we keep talking about all the camps that are going on. Mike Trader's Mid-America Basketball Camp begins Sunday and runs through Wednesday at Hastings High School. This day camp session is for both boys and girls ages 7 through 18, so time is short to register. You can do it online at traderscamp.com, traderscamp.com, or you can email Mike at mtrader@hastings.edu. Registrations will also be taken at the door. You'll take care, of course, legendary Coach Trader and all of his assistants that'll be there at the camp. You work on some of the basics, your jumping, your endurance, your ball handling, shooting, dribbling, and passing skills, agility, and a whole lot more. It is the Mike Trader 27th Annual Mid-America Basketball Camp, Sunday through Wednesday. It takes place at Hastings High School. Find out more information by getting a hold of the Trader Camp, and you can do that at traderscamp.com, traderscamp.com. I will watch the hot dog eating contest tomorrow.
Is it? Oh, yeah, it's tomorrow. Yeah. It'll be on around.
The Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Also, I am rooting for Andy Murray. Don't lose to this unranked guy. This is one of those things. No Brit has won since like 1936. Let's get it over with.
That would
this
be cool.
This is your chance. Federer's gone. Nadal's gone. All you got's Djokovic. Win,
and you got the whole country behind you. I mean, it's just one of those things. If you had your home team winning an event like that that you haven't won since 1936, one of your countrymen's won since 36, that would be a cool deal. Be ironic that you'd be rooting for a British guy on the 4th of July, but hey, it still would be a very cool deal.
He's down 2-1. It's 2-2 in the fourth. I don't know. Here's our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Yesterday, which American League division leader is most likely to win the pennant? Close race, 50% took Boston, 42% took Texas. Our poll question today: what do you make of the unusually large number of upsets and injuries at Wimbledon this year? Has it made the tournament more exciting or made the tournament more boring? Because tennis isn't a mainstream sport, you need to know the people. I'll say a tad bit more boring, but it has been more exciting to watch because of the upsets.
Well, if you're watching, if you're into it, I think it's better for the sport to have kind of that new blood. But as an outsider, you kind of need that marquee draw.
Hey, congratulations to Jared from Shelton. He was the winner to our Monday passes to the U.S. Senior Open, and we will be there Monday with the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy's in with the show on Friday. We want to thank Doug Koster of Mr. Basketball and Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com, our Big Ten blogger, for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a happy 4th.
Hey, you too. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Hope you get another no-hitter. We'll see you, folks. Have a great weekend.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!